Liturgical Day, 9th Wednesday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Mark. The Sadducees came to Jesus. Since they claimed that there is no resurrection, they questioned him in this way. Master, in the scriptures Moses gave us this law. If anyone dies and leaves a wife but no children, his brother must take the wife and give her a child who will be considered the child of his deceased brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a wife, but he died without leaving any children. The second took the wife, and he too died leaving no children. The same thing happened to the third. Finally, the seven died leaving no children. Last of all, the woman died. Now in the resurrection, to which of them will she be wife? For the seven had her as wife. Jesus replied, You could be wrong in this regard, because you understand neither the scriptures nor the power of God. When they rise from the dead, men and women do not marry, but are like the angels in heaven. Now, about the resurrection of the dead, have you never reflected on the chapter of the burning bush in the book of Moses? God said to him, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, he is the God not of the dead, but of the living. You are totally wrong. Today's commentary is from Father Federico Elias Alcaman Rifo from Puchuncaví, Valparaíso in Chile. He is the God not of the dead, but of the living. Today, the Holy Church puts at our disposal through Christ's words the reality of resurrection and the properties of resurrected bodies. The Gospel mentions Jesus' meeting with the Sadducees, who, with a hypothetical and over-the-top example, present Jesus with a question about the resurrection of the dead, which they do not believe in anyway. They ask him, Should a woman be widowed seven times, to which of them will she be wife? For the seven had her as wife. They were just trying to undermine Jesus' doctrine, but the Lord just answers, When they rise from the dead, men and women do not marry, but are like the angels in heaven. And taking advantage of the opportunity, our Lord reaffirms the existence of resurrection by mentioning what God told Moses in the chapter of the burning bush. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he adds, He is the God not of the dead, but of the living. Jesus also tells them how wrong they are, because they understand neither the scriptures nor the power of God. What is more, this truth was already revealed in the Old Testament, because others like Isaiah, the mother of the Maccabees, or even Job, had already mentioned it. St. Augustine described the eternal life and loving communion like this. There you will have everything, and you will not have limits or suffer any hardships. And your brother will also have everything, because you two will just become one, and this one will also own he who will have you both. Far from doubting the Holy Scriptures and God's merciful love and power, we should adhere with all our minds and hearts to this hopeful truth, while rejoicing for not having been thwarted in our thirst for life, full and eternal, which the same God promises all, in all its glory and happiness. Given this divine invitation, all we need to do is to be always next to Him in His kingdom.